The loss of a rudder appears to have caused the fishing vessel Alaska Ranger to take on water and sink in the Bering Sea in March last year. The National Transportation Safety Board met in Washington, D.C. today to go over findings, issue conclusions, and make recommendations it hopes will prevent future disasters. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Easter morning, March 23, 2008, the fish processor Alaska Ranger is out on the Bering Sea. In the early hours, the ship starts taking on water, loses steering and then electrical power. As water floods the vessel, the crew abandons ship, some making it to life rafts, others not. The Alaska Ranger sinks to the bottom of the Bering Sea. So what caused the accident, which cost five men their lives? Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board tried to answer that question Wednesday. They believe flooding on the vessel started in the rudder room and was likely because a rudder fell out of place. NTSB Managing Director David Mayer says that started a chain of events which caused the ship to go down.
A lack of internal watertight integrity allowed the progressive flooding that eventually sank the Alaska Ranger.
Mayer says internal controls did not prevent water from spreading. Because of a redesign to the 35-year-old ship, when it lost electrical power, pumps controlling the vessel's propellers lost hydraulic pressure, and the blades moved at an astern pitch, driving the ship backward. Mayer says that made the situation worse.
The astern movement of the Alaska Ranger before the sinking caused the vessel to move away from the life rafts and prevented crew members from entering the life rafts from the vessel, as intended.
Less than half the 47 crewmen made it to lifeboats. Among the five dead were the captain, mate, chief engineer, and fishmaster. Because the officers died and the Alaska Ranger sunk to the seafloor, the NTSB had a hard time piecing together exactly what happened. Officials say what caused the rudder to fall out in the first place will never be known. The daughter of Captain Eric Peter Jacobson attended Wednesday's hearing. Karen Jacobson says she has one theory as to why the rudder failed.
Probably the previous run before my father took over, that the ship maybe took some hits through some ice that maybe damaged the rudder. I mean, that would be my guess, because no one knows really what happened.
The NTSB did find that employees were under the mistaken impression that the Alaska Ranger had been strengthened for operations in sea ice. It wasn't. They also had testimony from crewmen who remembered recently going through ice and recalled the vessel shuddering and vibrating. Investigators also noted the vessel's owner, Fishing Company of Alaska, did not enforce its own strict no-tolerance drug and alcohol policy. Safety board member Robert Sumwalt asked one of the investigators about it.
I have some testimony that the fishmaster showed up in the galley one day with his pants on backwards. He was heavily drinking, according to the testimony. There was drinking. There were beer cans in his cabin. We've heard other testimony that a lot of people drank on the boat. So whose responsibility is it to ensure that the drug and alcohol policy is effectively enforced?
That would be the company.
That would be the company. And the company was Fishing Company of Alaska, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The NTSB also found the company did not ensure its officers met engineering qualifications, but inspectors say there's no evidence that contributed to the disaster. The Safety Board is issuing five recommendations. Chairwoman Deborah Herzman says the biggest and most crucial is that the Coast Guard gain the authority to inspect and certify all fishing vessels. Right now, it runs a voluntary program.
There is a lot more regulations for the fish than there are for the fishermen's safety. And, that needs to get rectified. The fish are more protected than the fishermen.
The board also recommends that the Coast Guard conduct refresher training for inspectors and commercial fishing vessel examiners. And it says the Fishing Company of Alaska should review and fix its drug and alcohol enforcement policies. It also recommended changing federal code and the region's fishery management plan. Currently, what are considered Amendment 80 vessels can't be replaced in the fishing fleet unless they're lost. The NTSB says that should be changed so owners have an incentive to replace old ships rather than make repairs last decades. But bottom line, Herzman says, the Coast Guard needs to take control of oversight.
The deadliest catch is not called that for no reason. The statistics bear it out. This is the deadliest industry, and we need to make sure that we have appropriate regulation for everyone who's working on those vessels so that they are protected and that they're operating safe vessels.
Herzman says the NTSB has made the same recommendations to the Coast Guard three times to no avail. She says Congress needs to get involved. Karen Jacobson, whose father died in the accident, says the chairwoman's comments that fish are cared for better than fishermen motivates her to help change things.
Well, it inspires me, and it's so funny to hear it said like that, but yet so true. And maybe with shows like The Deadliest Catch and all, like, it's becoming more in the public awareness of how dangerous it is out there. And, you know, every time we eat seafood, we should realize people's lives are at stake.
In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.